Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
today is the last day, and our host, Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu, he has to leave for some meeting in Holland today, and so Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu wants to say something before he leaves, otherwise he would have probably addressed at the end of the program, but since he is not going to be here till the end of the program today, Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu wants to make his presentation now.
Yeah, I wanted to speak a few words of thanks to His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami for choosing to have his spiritual retreat for his disciples in Europe, here in Radhadesh, and in this way he allows us to have his sweet and transcendental association, and also he gave us his insights in Shikshastika, Mahabharata, and Sri Prabhupada Katha. So we are very thankful for this exceptional long association. Usually Maharaj comes for one day, maybe 2 days, and now we had his association for a full week. So we want to show our gratitude for this exceptional occasion, and therefore we want to give a token gift to Maharaj, Manahaprabhu, please. And we hope that Maharaj will also organize his retreat next year again in Radhadesh.
I'll just read out. There's a letter from Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu.
Manohar Prabhu.
Manohar Prabhu and Malati Devi Dasi.
Yeah. This is the council administrator.
This is the administrative council of Radhadesh. Dear Bhakti Charaswami, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We like to express our gratitude towards in the name of the Radhadesh community for organizing your European Disciple Seminar in Radhadesh in this way, allowing us to have your Transcendental Association for a whole week. Your servants. Who is there?
This Bhaktarik.
Bhaktarik. Okay, the four signatures are Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu, Manohar Prabhu, Malati Mataji and Bhaktarik.
And Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is absent.
Mahaprabhu is absent. Who is Bhakta Lake?
He's the person who is organizing all festivals in Radhadesh.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I met him. Yes.
So,
can I open this one?
Should I wait saying something?
Okay, I'll just show it to you. Living traditions in Indian art. Thank you very much.
These are all the paintings and the artwork which is in our Museum of Sacred Art.
Oh, okay, very good. Thank you very much.
This was done by Mahaprabhu.
Okay. Beautiful, full of painting. Look at what I opened to. These are all the paintings in the museum here. Mahaprabhu, whose father also was a very renowned artist.
From Uruguay,
South America. How much is it available for purchase also? Very good. Thank you very much, and the Management Council of Radhadesh Temple. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
So we would also like to thank Radhadinod Prabhu for being the general organizer and his good wife, Champakalata Mataji, who is right now in the kitchen, overseeing the kitchen, which has been doing the whole week and preparations before. They are not here. Yeah. So then we would also like to thank Krishna Karuna Prabhu and his good wife Vijayani Mataji for the services they have done in relation to the seminar, especially amongst the Suriname Hindu community. I don't know if they are here, otherwise please come forward to take your token present. And then we would also like to thank Ramananda Roy Prabhupada.
Krishna Prabhupada,
please come. Thank Ramananda Roy Prabhu and Kamala Manjari Mataji, who both have worked hard to make all the facilities possible and many, many details related to it. Ramananda Roy Prabhu and Kamala Manjari Mataji. And
the Radhadas community also thanks all the devotees for coming, and we want to say also please forgive our shortcomings, our mistakes we have made as hosts, but we tried our best, and we will try our even to do more our best if you come next time.
So we'll see you in Mayapur.
Yes.
In 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks, yeah. In 9 days.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. And from this retreat, on behalf of the retreat, we want to thank Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu and council management, temple management, and all the devotees of Radha Desh. Thank you very, very much. We had a wonderful time. What kind of gift can I give him?
Your association is
Hare Krishna. So, the last day of Shikshashtakam, all 8 verses we have already covered. What did you understand from these 8 verses? We understood that taking shelter of the holy name is the way for making spiritual advancement and achieving our ultimate perfection. And what is the ultimate perfection? Ultimate perfection is to become what we actually are. The process is very simple. We are spirit souls, and we have to become spirit souls. Is it difficult to become what you are? No. But there is a factor that makes it difficult. What is that factor that makes us difficult to become what we are? Maya, illusion. Also, which is affected by false ego. The first effect of that is false ego, forgetting our actual identity. And think that we are somebody else. What we are? We are spirit souls. What are you thinking? What we are now? We are thinking, this is me. Everyone is thinking, I am this body. So the word Maya means that is not. Ma means na, ya means that. That which is not. So that is illusion. I am not this body, but I am thinking I am this body. Now why it happened? It happened because we forgot Krishna. Now, in order to remind us about Krishna, Krishna himself came. Isn't that wonderful that Krishna himself came to remind us who we are? And can you imagine how wonderful it can be that Krishna is telling us who we are? Krishna is reminding us who we are. And not only he is reminding us, he is playing the role as if he is one of us. And Krishna is behaving as if he is one of us and he is teaching us how to become situated in our spiritual identity. Aponi achori prabhu jibere shikhai. Behaving himself, acting himself, the Lord is teaching the living entity how to become situated in their spiritual identity. How to, which means how to become a devotee. Krishna is teaching us how to become a devotee. And what is the process that he gave for reinstating us in our actual spiritual identity? The holy name. And he's saying, just chant. I have come in the form of the holy name, and you can get me in that form. Because if you receive me in the form of the name, then you will get me. That's his condition. Now receive the name. How do you receive the name? Name is sound. How do you receive sound? Through the ears. The way to receive sound is through ears. So hearing and chanting. The name, you can call out to Krishna. How do you call out? By chanting. Krishna. And he made it himself available. Krishna made himself available through the holy name. That means Krishna has given us the name saying that you call me out by this name. You call Krishna by this name. And this name is Krishna himself. So when we say Krishna, what will be the response from Krishna's side? Yes, I'm here. That's what is happening. We are chanting Hare Krishna and Krishna is saying, I'm here. We are still chanting Hare Krishna Krishna, I'm here. But unfortunately, we are not able to hear. Krishna is saying, I'm here, but we are not hearing Krishna saying that he is here. Krishna is there, but we are not able to see Krishna that he is there. Now, why is that? Due to the offenses. Due to the offenses, our spiritual senses remain dormant and does not respond to Krishna's call. Because Krishna's response is spiritual and we are not able to hear that spiritual sound. We are completely engrossed with our material sense perceptions and sense gratification. Therefore, although Krishna is responding, we are not hearing that response because of our offenses. And the offenses are synonymous to our material attachments. Material attachments are the ultimate cause of the offenses. Now, how do we get rid of our offenses? By chanting the holy name. But Mahaprabhu is saying that don't worry, keep chanting. Keep chanting and don't commit offense. So if we keep chanting, trying not to commit offenses, then someday we'll be able to chant purely. And the pure chanting is non-different from Krishna. Now what happens when one chants purely has been described by Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura. So that's why we selected this song to discuss today, and then we will sing this song as well. Wrong translation. This is Sharanagati translation. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I gave the wrong song. That's my mistake. Anyway, so what to do? I gave the wrong song. So what I'll do is, how long will it take to chant? 15 minutes? Okay, you know which song? I gave the Sharanagati song. Like in a hurry yesterday. Give me the pen. Yeah, it was my mistake. This is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It goes like Krishna naam dhare kato bar. Okay, so I'll just discuss the song in the meantime. Ramananda Prabhu is going to bring the song copies. And he said in 15 minutes he'll bring them. Ramananda is 22 past. Last night when he came back, I gave that song, but I gave the first line, and I gave the wrong song's first line. Okay, this song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes like, Krishna naam dhare kato bar. I do not know what kind of strength this holy name has, what kind of potency the holy name has, the name of Krishna has. Bishayo bashona nali, mor chitto shada jali, robi tapto moru bhumi shama. In the desire for sense gratification, my heart was constantly burning, as if it was a desert scorched by the midday sun. Korno randhra patho diya ridi majhe probeshiya borishoy shudha anubhava. I was suffering in this material nature. My heart was constantly burning as if the desert in the scorching sun. But at that time, through the passage of my ears, the holy name entered and came, and coming to the region of my heart, it started to shower an inconceivable nectar. Karna randhra patho diya. Karna means? Ears. Randhra means? Hole. Patho diya means? Passage. Through the passage of the ear holes, Ridhimajshe Prabhishya, the holy name entered and it came to the Ridhimajshe, means in the region of my heart. Borishoy Shudha Om Pama. Borishai means shower. Anupam means unique. Shudha means nectar. And then, so the holy name entered through the passage of my ears and coming to the region of my heart, it started to shower an unique nectar. And then what happened? Then the holy name started to rise from the depth of my heart. Jubhar agre hridaye hoite bole. The holy name is not chanted by the tongue, lips and tongues. What is actually the holy name? The holy name, what happened? It entered into the region of our heart and started to shower the nectar. And as a result of that, what happened? As a result of that, the holy name started to rise by itself from the depth of my heart. Hridaye hoite bole jubhar agrete chale and comes to the tip of my tongue. And shabda rupe nache anukhan, in the form of sound vibration, sound, it started to dance on the tip of my tongue. So pure chanting is not our endeavor to chant. The pure chanting, the holy name rises by himself. And comes, it rises from the depth of our heart and comes to the tip of our tongue. And there it starts to dance. Shabda rupe nache anukhan. Anukhan means all the time. Now we are seeing that what is our condition? It's an endeavor to chant 16 rounds every day. And when we finish our 16 rounds, we feel relieved. Oh, okay, for today, my duty is done. But when the holy name will rise, the pure name will, Shuddha Naam will come, then what will happen? One will constantly keep chanting because the name will rise from the bottom of the heart. Hridaye hoite bole jubhar agrete chale shabda rupe nache anukhan. So now when that happens, then what happens? Kanthe mor bhangeshwar. Kantha means throat. My throat gets bhangeshwar, my sound, speech gets broken in my throat. Meaning, the voice gets choked. Kante mor bhangeshwar, ambo kape thorothor. My body begins to tremble. Sthir hoite na pare chalon. My legs cannot become steady anymore. My legs begin. So these are the ecstatic symptoms. Like when the pure name is chanted, when the pure name rises, again, the pure name is not chanted in that way. The pure name rises by himself. And then the result is when the name is rising from the depth of our heart to the tip of our tongue, coming to the region of my throat, it chokes my voice. Kanthe mor bhangeshwar. And makes my body begin to tremble. Ango kape tharothar. Tharothar, trembling. Kape means trembling and tharothar means very vehemently. And sthir hoite na pare chalon. Don't we sing every day? Romancho kampashru tarango bhajo bande gurav shri charanarvinda. These are the ecstatic symptoms. Romancho means hair standing on end. Kampo means trembling. Ashru means tears. So that is continuing the description. Chokhe dhara, dehe gharmo, পুলকিত সব চর্ম বিবর্ণ হইল কলে Tears came streaming down my eyes. The hairs on my body stood on end. Pulokito shav charma, and my body became pale, bivarna, lost its color. That is what happens. Murchito hoilo mon. Then my mind swooned, fainted. No more function of the mind. What happened at that time? What happens to a devotee at that time? He loses his external consciousness because he is now experiencing his internal Krishna consciousness. Internally he is experiencing Krishna. Chokhe dhara dehe gharmo pulokito sab charmo bivarno hoilo kalibar. Murchito hoilo mon proloyer agomon, as if the now the time has come for total annihilation. That means death. Death from what? From all material things, material consciousness. Material consciousness now is finished. Murchito hoilo mon proloyer agomon. Dehe sarva, bhave sarva, deho jara jara. In ecstatic, in the transcendental emotion, my whole body is affected. Then he is saying, loinu ashray jar hano byabohar tar. The personality whose shelter I have taken, look what he's doing to me. I took shelter of him and now see what he has done to me. He's completely ruining me. He is completely destroying me. And then he is saying, Krishna naam iccha moy. Just as Krishna is completely independent, Krishna's name also is completely independent. Krishna naam iccha mai. So let him do whatever he, since he is completely independent, let him do whatever he wants to do. He is the Lord, I am not the Lord, I am his servant. So let the Lord and Master decide what he wants to do and I will accept. If he wants to kill me, he can kill me. If he wants to keep me, he can keep me. Then he goes to describe what happens to this due to the chanting of the holy name. Due to the chanting of the holy name, Krishna Prem develops. Then he is describing that Premer Kolika Naam. The holy name is the bud of Prem. Prem means Krishna Prem. Love for Krishna. Unalloyed devotional love for Krishna. Unalloyed devotion for Krishna. So Premer Kolika Naam Adbhuta Rasirudha. This holy name is like the bud of Krishna Prem. And it is the reservoir of all the transcendental mellows, all the wonderful transcendental mellows. Premer Kolika Naam Adbhuta Rasirudham. And what happens? As we develop our, as we practice, as we chant the holy name, it's a bud. So eventually what will happen to the bud? If it is properly cultivated, it will begin to blossom, begin to bloom. And he's saying, Ishat Bikoshi Punam Dakhai Nijo Rupa Guna. Just opening a little, this bud of flower in this Krishna holy name reveals the form and qualities of Krishna. Dakhai nija rupa. Rup means form and guna means quality. So this, you see, by chanting the holy name, we will be able to see Krishna's form. We don't have to imagine anything. There is no room for imagination. We do not have to speculate anything. Just we have to chant the holy name, pure chanting, sincere chanting. Then, due to the chanting, when the bud of Krishna Prem, the holy name, will begin to open, then Krishna's form will become manifest. Krishna's qualities will become manifest. Dakhai nija rupa guna chitta hori loy Krishna kash. And stealing my heart, stealing my consciousness, stealing me, takes me to Krishna. As if it steals me, steals my consciousness, steals my mind, and takes my mind to Krishna. At that time, when Krishna's form, we see, we lose interest for everything else, as if the mind now has been stolen by Krishna. Now this, mind you, this is the result of just a little opening of the bud. Can you imagine what happens? When the bud is fully bloomed, purno bikoshito hoya, broje more jai loya. Purno bikoshito means by fully blooming, this holy name takes me to Braja, to Vrindavan. Dakhai more sharupo bilash. And there it shows me Krishna's transcendence. Krishna's Braja Leela. So now tell me, is there anything else to get? Is there anything left to receive? Everything is there in the holy name. That is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented through these 8 verses. And that is what Bhaktivinod Thakur presented in this one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a gradual elevation and understanding of the holy name, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur so wonderfully. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote this in around 8 verses, I think 7 or 8 verses. See, our previous acharyas have given us such a clear and sublime understanding. Everything is there. Now tell me, is there anything else to get? Or the holy name can give you everything? Do you want your spiritual perfection?
Yes.
What do you have to do then? Very good. Chant the holy name purely. Chant the holy name purely and everything will be achieved. Everything will be achieved. Okay, until the printout comes, we'll take a few question answer, and then when it comes, we'll sing that song. Do you think it'll be nice to sing it together?
Yes, please.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yes. What is the contrary to not pure? Impure.
Pure, but how we avoid it?
Okay, I got your point. You are pure means you are something that it is not. Right? Something else is there. Like water. What is pure water? Which is not something other than water is there. Right? Gold mixed with water. Is it pure water? Diamond mixed with water. Mud mixed with water. So these are the impurities. Anything other than the substance is the cause of impurity.
What attitude am I supposed to take when I want to...
Surrender. Surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna. Yes, Pujarini.
Thank you for choosing this song. It's a beautiful song. My question is, it is said that the state of separation is the highest. Why is it so painful then? Because even when we read in the Bhagavatam about the gopis in the state of separation, when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, it just seems that they are suffering. They're constantly thinking of Krishna, but they're suffering. So my question is, such a high state of perfection, why is it painful?
They're not suffering. Rather, they're enjoying more and more. How? They're feeling that intense separation. Then Krishna comes to them. Now, after the separation, when they see Krishna, how they feel? Is that joy multiplied? What separation is doing? Separation is multiplying the feeling of joy. How many copies did you get?
It's on the internet.
Huh?
It's not on the internet. Internet, this one.
Okay. Anyway, so I'll give it to you. It's actually, I forgot to tell you that it's in the Vedavase. Anyway, the fault is mine, actually. The fault is mine. Yesterday, I gave it to Kanchanabja. I told Kanchanabja to give it, and I wrote. But what I wrote was Sharanagati's first line. Anyway, we'll sing Sharanagati's song. That's another, maybe briefly we'll discuss that, and then we will. So what we handed out is a Sharanagati song. And we'll sing that, and briefly before that, we'll briefly discuss about that. So this also is relevant to this point. Okay, Pujarini, your question. So that this interruption, like say for example, just another example, you're eating. And eating. How does the eating taste, or how does it feel? After some time, do you relish the taste of the food? Okay, then there is a break. For 4 hours you don't get any food. Then after 4 hours when you start eating, how does it feel? Right? So this interruption enables us to experience the joy of tasting something more. Right? So if that union was uninterrupted, the joy of that union wouldn't have been so intense. Therefore, that there is a need for that interruption. And that interruption is, magnified when there is a feeling of separation. So that is why this separation is necessary. Another way that they describe it, Rupa Goswami is describing, that this is the way the love, that this is the way love moves. The movement of love is not in a straight line. Ahireva gotir prema, the way a snake moves, right? Love's movement also is like that. And that is feeling of union and separation. Okay, as you were saying, like, they're feeling that's why this separation is there. Krishna made that arrangement. Krishna left Vrindavan. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. It seems that Krishna left Vrindavan. You know what happened? Akrura came to take Krishna, and They, when they came to Jamuna, the border of Vrindavan, then what happened? Krishna and Balaram went to take bath. And at that time, what did Akrura see? Akrura see Krishna's forearm form. So at that time, the Devaki Nandan Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, came and sat on the chair. And Brajendra Nandan Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jashoda, Brajendra Nandan Krishna, Krishna of Vrindavan, he went back to Vrindavan. And Krishna used to meet them. But when the gopis would meet with Krishna, they would think that they are dreaming. So this is how that separation intensified the feeling of union. Okay, any other questions? Yeah.
You have explained about how...
Take the mic.
You have explained how the holy name begins to come from within. So I thought that was a very sweet point. And I'm wondering, is it that this means that the soul is constantly chanting?
Soul can constantly. Can, rather, not is chanting. The soul can constantly chant when it becomes Krishna conscious. Like, for example, the other day I was giving the example, I don't know whether you were here. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the toilet and he was biting onto his tongue. So everyone asked, what happened? He said, the holy name, my tongue is chanting the holy name. Even in the toilet. I can't stop it. So that means what? The holy name is rising by itself. He couldn't stop it. Won't it be wonderful? At least we don't have to make an endeavor to chant our 16 hours. So, and that is the ultimate perfection of our existence. Okay, if there's, okay, Dina.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. When Srivatnath Prabhu said that when he saw Prabhupada, he would chant all the time, even while he's talking, he was chanting. But how does a pure devotee control that ecstatic symptoms, because they're uncontrollable? So how does he maintain his discipline?
If it is chanting, then don't try to control it. Let it go. Rather, our mood should be go, go, go. Why should you stop? To do your nonsense? No, we don't have to.
No, what I meant is, how did Prabhupada control those emotions? Because naturally he's chanting pure nam. How did he control
those? Oh, I see, when Prabhupada...
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how, you see, a pure devotee comes down to the second class plan. Uttamadhikari devotee comes down to the second class platform to preach. For the sake of preaching, they have to control their emotion or ecstatic symptoms. Prabhupada is chanting. That he is doing internally. But what is that? Along with the chanting, the ecstasy that Prabhupada is feeling. Or he is, he wants to continuously chant the holy name and chanting, but at the same time he is taking the time, you know, to do other things for the sake of preaching, for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness. That is the meaning of how a Uttam Adhikari, pure devotee, comes down, first class devotee comes down to the second class platform. Second class platform is a platform of preaching. In a first class platform, you cannot preach. other question? Yes, Madhavi.
So Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, there's one devotee who finds it difficult to chant the Hare Krishna mantra daily. After a few rounds, he gets problem with his throat or problem with concentration, and he prefers to chant mantras quietly from, for example, Brahma Samhita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that is printed out for himself, and he chants them daily whenever he gets spare time. And my question is it possible by doing this and not chanting the Hare Krishna mantra to attain the same stages of pure love of Krishna, the stages you just explained?
Well, we have to understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name to chant. What is more important? Mahaprabhu gave the holy name. Is there anything else more important than chanting? Then why shouldn't we chant? I mean, in simple words, I will just say, like the whoever it is, we all, do we have enough time to eat? No matter how busy we may be, do we have enough time to eat? Do we have enough time to sleep? Why? Why do we find time to eat? Why do we find time to sleep? Because they're important for the body. Without eating and sleeping, we cannot function. So if we have time, if we can make time for eating and sleeping, why can't we make time for chanting? When people say that, I don't have the time to chant, we can immediately understand that he is not taking the holy name seriously enough. He is not serious about his spiritual life. If one is serious about his spiritual life, then he will take care of this spiritual practice. And as I was saying, ultimately it's a matter of surrender. We have to surrender. There is no way out besides surrendering. And who do we surrender first? Yes, we surrender to Krishna. But then we recognize the surrender through the surrender to his devotees. Now Krishna's devotees are telling us, Prabhupada is telling us, chant 16 rounds. Are we going to seriously take that instruction? If we don't, that means we are not surrendering to Prabhupada. Right? Prabhupada is making condition, just chant 16 rounds. How long does it take one to chant 16 rounds? About 2 hours. Maybe even 2.5 hours. So out of 24 hours, is it too much of a thing to chant for, to take out this 2 hours for Krishna? 2 hours for our spiritual life? So when it comes to chanting, there cannot be any excuse. The only thing is, the person is not serious enough. So when they are not serious enough, what can be done? Personally, I say at least chant one round. Because that will keep you in touch with the holy name. Just one round you chant. Because that way on a daily basis you will be in touch with the holy name. Right? Okay, so now it's almost already 9 o'clock. So I'll briefly discuss. How many of you know this song of Sharanagati? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Shapar Shad Shriya Dham Shaho Avotori Ottanto Durlabho Prem Kori Bare Dan Shikhay Sharanagati Bhakote Lokra. দৈন্য আত্মনিবেদন গোপ্তৃত্বে বরণ অবশ্য রক্ষিবে কৃষ্ণ বিশ্বাস পালন ভক্তি অনুকূল মাত্র কার্যের শিকার ভক্তি প্রতিকূল ভাব উপার্জন অঙ্গীকার সরঙ্গ শরণাগতি হইবে যাহার তাহার প্রার্থনা শুনে শ্রীনন্দ কুমার Rupo Shanatano Pade Dante Trinokori Bhakoti Binodo Pare Duhu Pade Dhori Kadia Kadia Bale Amito Adham Shikhae Sharanagati Karve Uttam. Translation: out of compassion for the fallen souls, Sri Krishna Chaitanya came to this world with his personal associates and divine abode to teach Sharanagati, surrender to the Almighty Godhead, and to freely distribute ecstatic love of God, which is ordinarily very difficult to obtain. This Sharanagati is the very life of the true devotee. The ways of Sharanagati are humility, dedication of the self, acceptance of the Lord as one's only maintainer, faith that Krishna will surely protect, execution of only those acts favorable to pure devotion, and renunciation of conduct averse to pure devotion. The youthful son of Nanda Maharaj, Sri Krishna, hears the prayers of anyone who takes refuge in him by the sixfold practice. Bhaktivinod Thakur places a straw between his teeth, prostrates himself before the two Goswamis, Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, and grasps their lotus feet with his hands. He says, "I am certainly the lowest of man." He tells them, weeping, "But please make me the best of men by teaching me the ways of Sharanagati." Who can play 7B? Anyway, if the mridanga is, it's a little difficult beat. So without mridanga, we'll sing that. Jitin, can you play 7B? Oh, you can. Palika can. Okay. Give her the mridanga. Who will play the harmony? Okay. Very good. We have so many talents here. It's a beautiful song, isn't it? So will you memorize it? So first is Shikshashtakam, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, Sharanagati, and Krishna Naam Dhare Kato. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivedaya Kori Shapar Shado Shiyo Dhamma Shapoya Bhuttori. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivedaya Kori Shapar Shado Shiyo Dhamma Shahoya Tanto duro.
Krishna Chaitanya.
the copies. All of you have the copies, so you can take them with you. And I will give a copy of the other song in the evening. Yeah, maybe in the evening. And let us see if we have the time to sing that. That's also a very beautiful song. After all, they are beautiful poetry by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Okay, thank you very much. Shariraya vidyajan, jarendriya tahika, jivemele nishaya shalare, to get in the morning for Hriday? Oh, he gave it to other day. Yeah, right. That's
right. I just came to know 8 o'clock that you are doing this. So.
Well, there are some gifts for different devotees, different Radha Desh devotees. First is Shankarshan Das from the kitchen.
Did you ask him to come? I will ask him to come. He's not on, he might come later on.
Okay. Then Vijay Baladev Das, guest house. Ramananda Rai Das. He is also Radha Desh devotee. Come here. Kamala Manjari Dasi, let some Mataji come and give the garden. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kamala. Mandira Devi Dasi. Give her the gun. Malati Devi Dasi.
Gotikari Das.
He will come later.
He is not here, but Manohar Das. His book and CD. Book and CD, Manohar Das. I think that's good. Thank you. So some devotees who are not present, Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu we already gave him the other day. And those who are not here, Radha Vinod, you and Ramananda can give them.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, all glories.
That for the devotees who are leaving tomorrow and might we go to the train station, please still confirm with us that we don't make mistakes so that we can organize properly. Thank you very much.